talking about the prayer, called as a worldwide ministry, a global ministry, not a local ministry, even though we minister locally, but called for the nations, for the healing of the nations as a global ministry to fight, as Ephesians 6:12, through prayer against the world forces of darkness. Worldwide, there's been all kinds of struggles coming up, all kinds of things happening. And there's always battles, but God prepares you and equips you for the battle. Our natural tendency is we want to run into that battle right away and effect a change. But God has got troops lined up, and we have to sense the timing of our entrance into the battle. But we have to be refreshed, renewed, equipped, and then choose that time, because every man will have his pressing place. Remember that word, Lord?
Yeah.
Every man will have his pressing place. It's going to happen to every one of us. It's going to be a time when every one of us is pressed. And you know what? I don't know if that's 4 hours from now. I don't know if that's tonight. I don't know if that's tomorrow. I don't know if that's next week. But it's a guarantee that it's going to come, that you're going to be pressed out. When you're pressed out, you've got to be in the position for God to do that in you. You can't enter every battle helter-skelter. You have to be assigned. It has to be your assignment. We were somewhere and I said, well, now we've got our marching orders. I literally meant that. Now we have our marching orders. Now God's saying, it's your turn to move. Move out in prayer. Move out now. Move out to a nation. Move out. It's your turn. Now I'm giving you your marching orders. But we have to wait on those things. There's many battles that our heart, the compassion of our heart, we would want to enter that battle, but it's not our choice to make. And that's why I believe the Lord even said to me, 2 years ago now, even compassion that is not submitted to me is deadly. So we can't move out of the compassion of our hearts. We have to move out of submission to the Lord when he says, now, it's your turn now, it's your time, you're ready, and then we start to move. When this word came this morning, I heard Kevin saying, call on, he who calls on me will be saved. And I heard Nora say, call on me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things. One of the things we're praying for when they say, build them an ark and I'll meet you on many levels. I felt part of the many levels, first of all, coming into Christ. That's the first level. That's the first level. Come into Christ. All safety's in Christ. Many people are dying and many people are going to die. And the only ark of salvation is Jesus Christ. He is the ark. So it's people coming into Christ, number one, through our prayers. That's like level number one. Then level number two, structures are being built. I believe that. This structure was built by prayer. We're sitting in a structure that was built by prayer. The orphanage, those buildings, they've been built by prayer. And I believe as we're praying this morning, structures are being built for refugees and for other people in need. That's another level. Then a third level, I believe land is being found. Where do we put these people? How do we have a house of prayer in Peconic? What about the people in need? Where do we gather the people? Which is a question Ed and I have been asking and has been raised up. Where can we gather people? This is for us, this place is for us, but where's a place to gather people? And Pastor Lobuto, when we were in Zambia, he took us right in the center of the city. There was land found. It wasn't on any survey map. It was acres and acres that we stood on it. It was many acres. It was in the center of the city. It wasn't on any survey map. And the officials of the city said, we can't believe that you found this land, you found this building. We don't have it on our survey maps. And as a result, they turned the land over to him. So land is being found. And these are some of the levels that Christ is acting in and meeting us on as we pray for these things to be built up. I just want to thank the Lord as we begin convocation tomorrow, that he's reminding us again, prisoners come free. Acts 12, that was the foundation for the Bridge for Peace mission in Rome. That if you just go there and pray, many that are in prison, the door's going to open, they're going to be set free. Just go there and pray. And you know, we never thought we were going to meet a single soul. We just went there to pray up and down the streets, around the colleges, around the, just go there to pray. But look at what God's done. Here's the living proof among us today. Look at what God's done. Just because of prayer. Just because of prayer. He's sitting with us today. Prayer and obedience. Prayer and submission. Prayer and faith. Just before we start convocation, we thank you, Lord, that you're reminding us again. The only thing that can ever be built that's ever going to be worthwhile, that's ever going to stand, will be built on the foundation of Jesus Christ, our cornerstone. There's nothing else worthwhile building. This is the imperishable things. This is what we're about, the eternal things. This is what God wants us to build up now, and the way that we come through it is through prayer. And the assignment against us and the attack against us, against the world forces in this darkness, we're going to experience attack because the enemy does not want us meeting in prayer this week. Doesn't want to see it happen. Does not want to see it happen. He wants us to choose other things. He's going to tire us out. I know for a fact the enemy is going to tire us out this week. He's going to say, wow, you're tired. Just stay home and kick back and relax. It's going to tire us out. I will tell you that. That's going to be the strategy, because we're all coming into an era where the enemy's talking to us more and more. Well, aren't you tired? Well, haven't you really done enough already? Well, really, you were there last year. Do you really have to show up again? He's going to definitely try to tire us out. He's going to try to wear us out. He's going to try to break up the unity. And we already see it. There's already people under great attack, and we pray even for their ability to come in, and we're going to reach out and see what we can do today through the power of the blood of Jesus. But just to be aware as we begin this week, that God's telling us that prayer achieves all things. All things are achieved through prayer. The only things worthwhile are achieved through prayer. Those other things aren't going to last. They're not going to stand. It's only those things by prayer. We have been chosen for this battle. Whatever the battle is this week, just to remember, it's a battle we're engaging. I mean, we could be sitting under the tent, we know it, and maybe there's not a sound uttered. We're engaging the battle. That's what we're doing this week. We're stepping up, and we're putting on our uniforms, and we've got our marching orders, and this is it. 10 to 1, 7 to 9. 10 to 1, 7 to 9. Report for duty. You're on this week. We're on in Bridge for Peace. So we want to thank you, Lord God, and because it's on an unusual weekend, many people saying, I'm not going to be able to be there. And some people will be able, some people won't be able, but we will be here. Ed and I and Anthony will be here, and everyone else will be here as they hear from the Lord. And want to cancel every assignment that's coming against this week, because they're already mounting. But we just thank you, Lord. We praise you that the doors are open and we've been set free. We've been set free, and those things will not have any influence on us. Today we declare the victory of Jesus Christ in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, that powerful things have been done in all these years of convocation. Amazing things have been done. We're not going to even know until we meet you in heaven, Lord, what's been done. But what we do now, we do in obedience, Lord. And through the power of your blood, Lord, we're doing it without grumbling, without fault finding, without complacency, Lord God, without questioning, without complaining, without doubting. Lord, there's no doubt in my mind, absolutely no doubt, that this is your timing. This is your call, even though we look say, well, it's a week earlier for convocation. This is your call. This is your timing. You need us on the field this week. Usually it'll be next week. You need us on the field this week. And we see world events. Just from human mindset, we can see some of the reasons that you want us on the field this week. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the word of the body. And we thank you that we know today, even as Toby was reminding us, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been made righteous. We have been made righteous. So when you look upon us, you see righteousness, Lord God, in us. Not because of who we are, but because of who your Son, Jesus Christ, is. We have become righteous. So we thank you, Lord, that we're not righteous in our own selves, but we're righteous because you made us that. And you look down and you like what you're seeing. God likes what he's seeing. You say, whoa, there's Pat. I like what I see. There's Annie. I like what I see. There's Mr. Mark. I like what I see. There's Miss Nora. I like what I see. There's Miss Toby. I like what I see. Whoa, there's Nina sitting there in the corner. I like what I see. There's Ed. I like what I see. There's Denise. I like it, what I see in her. There's Father Anthony. I like it. I like what I see there. There's Lori. I like what I see. I like it. That's what God's saying. He's looking down and saying, I like this group. Hey, I like this. Some people
I
say,
I like what I see in it.
Some people say, some people say, Bridge for Peace, I like that name. God says, Bridge for Peace, I love that name. I birthed that name. I created that name. It's my name. These are my people, made righteous by the blood of my Son, to perform a great and mighty work, to live out their high calling, who will set aside time to come, to be with me, to praise me, to exalt me, to wait on me for my good pleasure. Mm-hmm. And they will succeed.
Yes.
For love. They will succeed. So we thank you, Lord, that we're going to build this week. We're going to build. You're going to build through us this week. You're going to build something mighty, something great. And there's going to be many levels. And you're going to meet us on every single one of them. You're going to meet us on every single one. And we give you the praise. And we give you the glory that you have equipped us. Not just to struggle, but to have victory against the world forces of this present darkness. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. We're excited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're calling to Syria to come in today. Come in to the Ark of God. Come in to Jesus. Syria, come in to Jesus. Turkey, come in to Jesus. America, come in to Jesus. Russia, come in to Jesus. Europe, come in. Middle East, come in. Come in to Jesus. Worldwide, calling out this week in the name of Jesus. Come. Come in. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.